You're listening to the StudyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Welcome back to the StudyClicks podcast, and welcome to the StudyClicks podcast. If it is your first time listening, you're listening to Nessa and Emer from StudyClicks. I'm Nessa.
I'm Emer.
And I know if you're looking more background, I do social media at StudyClicks. What do you do, Emer? Don't laugh.
I help make new features and things like that. Well, I don't make the features, but I help get people to make them. So
I forgot you don't like that question because you don't, your role at StudyClicks isn't as defined.
I am a jack of all trades.
She is. Emer is basically, within StudyClicks circles, Emer is our queen because she's our hands in all the pies.
Flatter me. That's such a weird phrase. It always really weirds me out, that phrase. But anyway.
Hands in all the pies.
Yeah.
I don't think I've actually ever said that. The first time I chose to say hands
in
all the pies.
I want your hand in a pie. Anyway,
yeah, that's what we do.
Moving on.
Today's podcast, for anyone who's tuning in, is all about what to do when you're lacking motivation.
And just to continue what you were saying, if anyone is listening for the first time and wondering why we're qualified to speak, why we're about what we talk about, the answer, I guess, is because we've been doing this for quite a while and we've remained in the study sphere for quite a few years, working with StudyClicks, talk to students a lot, talk to experts a lot, and we just do a lot of research in the world of study and doing well in exams and learning and all that kind of stuff. And as well as that, we did the exams ourselves not too long ago. We know what it feels like, and we like to give our own tips of how we got through it and managed to do quite well. So that's a background to our study life. Week's podcast. Oh, sorry, go on.
I was just going to continue on from it, but like, no, let's not beat around the bush. This week's we're so bad for doing that. This week's podcast is, even though I said it already, what to do when you're lacking motivation. So Emer and I were actually, so we have this discussion every other week when we say, it's time to record another podcast. And we're like, what will we do about this week? And I put it up on our Instagram not too long ago with a question box to say, ask the people, ask you, the actual listener, what it is you actually want to hear a podcast on. And we got some amazing suggestions. I was like, we should be doing this every time that we want to record a podcast, because our listeners, our followers on Instagram, they are full of great ideas, and you're the one stressing out actually want advice. So one of the examples of many we got where I feel like this is one that kind of came up in different forms, but it kind of can kind of be as a general term, was people just a real problem with lacking motivation. So that's what today's podcast is all about.
Yeah, so there are many reasons why you might lack motivation, and we'll go into those separately in a minute, but it's a super common thing. It'll happen to most people at some point, whether it's during the leaving cert or later in life. So even if you don't feel like at the moment you lack that much motivation, I think it's still good to listen and maybe take on what we say for a point in the future where you might feel like this. It can happen all the time, and sometimes it's harder to get out of than others depending on your circumstances. But anyway, we'll get all into all of that straight away, I guess. Will we start with the first point?
So the first reason that you could be losing motivation is that you're just not seeing an improvement in your results, and there is ways to fix this.
Yes, there are, and it can be really disappointing, and I knew people that this happened to, and it was just not fun to watch, because you see someone doing really well and putting loads of effort into studying and being really motivated to study and having all of the flashcards and the nice journals and really doing their all, and you really want them to do well. They deserve to do well because they're clearly putting in more work than other people.
We have a girl in my class in school, or my friend Sarah, she was quite studious, and she wouldn't have been shy about saying that she was studying for exams. But I do remember her just never being kind of happy with her results and it is demoralizing, seeing her. I remember seeing her just quite often after school tests, just never really happy with with her results. And just to put that work in and to not get the results, that's going to kill your motivation.
Yeah, totally. And there can be a couple of reasons why your results haven't improved. And one of them might not have anything to do with how much you have actually improved in that subject. So what I would do, first of all, is to actually try to evaluate if the results are an indication of how well you know the subject, or whether the results are just an indication of it having been a really hard test that didn't suit you on the day or was hard for everyone, you know. I would, you know, if this is happening consistently and you're feeling this way after maybe four or five tests that have all ended in results that you weren't hoping for, yes, that's probably an indication that there's something going wrong. But if it's just one or two, then the first thing you need to do is see, do I feel like I have improved my understanding of this topic? Do I feel like I am understanding and getting what's going on here? Do I feel like I know this? Do I feel like I could answer questions on it in an exam? You know, you can go on StudyClicks and look at the past exam questions in that topic. If you feel like you're confident with all of those and you could answer those, you're probably fine. And the test just didn't go your way. On the other hand, if that's not the case, if you're going on StudyClicks and you're saying, oh yeah, I couldn't answer any of these questions, and it is, you actually do feel, oh, hang on, I've done loads of study on this topic and I actually still just don't get it, I don't understand what's going on, then yes, bad results and this thought probably does mean that something is going wrong with how you're studying. So you then need to, yeah, have a look at the way that you're studying and see if you could change something about that.
Yeah, it could really actually come down to your study method. And that is actually a great opportunity to bring up this podcast that we did before, because I really like it. I think it's actually one of our better podcasts, which is our list of, or just kind of us running through our favorite study methods. And also we did a bit of research as well on like what have been proven, like, you know, scientifically, people who are experts on learning say these are the best studying techniques or learning methods. And you're kind of thinking about your own, the way that you learn, and you're not really switching it up. It's definitely worth looking into that, because that could be the reason behind it.
Totally. I think it's very easy to fall into the trap of thinking that studying is just making these pretty notes and flashcards and looking at them and trying to learn something off, and then that's it. Whereas in reality, that's not what effective studying is. Effective studying is using techniques like active recall, which we talk about in another podcast. Again, go have a look at that. And we touch on it in the study methods podcast that Nessa was just talking about. And so things like active recall, spaced repetition, that kind of stuff is proven to be really, really effective. So if you're not doing that already, and you've also found that your results aren't giving you back what you wanted, it's probably a good time to start thinking whether that is something that you can look into, because that might boost your results a lot. Just trying out a different study method.
Yeah, definitely go back to our, but I can actually, to make it easier, I can link it in the show notes, so you don't have to go scrolling it down. I'm so thoughtful. So yeah, that's something that you can do. Not going to do a good segue just to ask you if that's everything on improvement of results. Can we move on?
Yes, that's all I have to say on that one.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so the next point that we have is, so a reason for losing motivation is because, and this is like an incredibly common one, it's probably where a lot of people relate to this, but a reason for losing motivation is that you're just burnt out or overwhelmed by the sheer amount of work you have to do. And I would just maybe like just to say a note on this first, that it is just... I just feel like in the last few years that students are just, you're just hearing reports of it. I'm hearing stories, I'm hearing stuff on the radio and newspapers and kind of opinion articles all the time, that just students, secondary school students today seem way, 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 way more stressed than they were like 10, 15, 20 years ago. And yeah. I don't know, is it just, have teachers just been piling on the work more than usual? Or is it just like, we're not going to go into the reasons behind this, but it is like, you like, it is mental how much you have to deal with in school, like how much work is piled on. And in some cases, there's maybe not enough being done to kind of tell you that nothing is worth like sacrificing your mental health for. And you're like, you deserve to have time to not feel like your entire life is studying, and you deserve to have time to be with your friends and actually have a life.
I have a slight hot take on this.
Personally, we don't have enough hot takes on the Study Clicks podcast, I tell you that.
So to go back to you saying that there's an increase in students being stressed, or it definitely seems like in the media that people are talking more about how stressed students are. And we've seen it on Study Clicks, people messaging us, people on the forums saying that they're really stressed. And every year it's more than the year before. My feeling is that a big contributor, and I don't think it's the only factor, I think there are multiple things at play. Obviously, the pandemic has been a big thing, and general, like, poor societal things are happening as well that are contributing to this. But I do think a large factor is the rise in social media, because I think people being able to talk to more people, and it's great in so many ways because you can share the experience and you can empathize and you can share notes and you can share tips, and it's wonderful. And like, that's what we try to provide at Study Clicks. But at the same time, I think because so many people are constantly talking about how stressed they are and how much they have to do, other people start thinking, well, I'm also in sixth year and like the student and I'm doing all of these subjects. Am I stressed? Oh God, I'm also stressed. So people, I think, sort of get into this idea. I think people sort of convince each other to be a bit stressed. And I'm not trying to blame anyone for that at all. I just think that that is just a natural thing that happens when you have this much larger online community talking about the same thing than you would have had in previous years. And I think one thing that you can try to do to help alleviate any stress, if you are feeling it, is try to not get too deep into that world of online discourse about study, because, as I said, it can be extremely helpful, and definitely use it in the ways that are beneficial to you. So getting tips or helping others, that's all amazing, and you should still keep doing that. But if all you're doing, if you find that all you're doing is going on to a forum or some chat that you've created with other students, and the entire purpose of the chat is to sort of freak out with one another and complain and just be generally negative, then you're in the wrong space, and that's not what you should be doing. So I would just sort of be mindful of those groups.
Well, one thing's for sure, like, it may be a hot take, but it's not helping, you know, all that kind of with the, like, the social media stuff, like, whatever about, like, the workload, that's contributing to.
And like, social media, exactly, social media and the internet is a place where things are magnified, hyperbolized. Everything is made to seem more extreme than it is. You know, like, you might, it's the whole thing about exaggerating a story. You know, if someone is telling a story and they're like, to make it more interesting, you'll like add a little bit of flair and something that didn't happen, or like a little bit of extra emotion that wasn't there when the thing actually happened. And that's what you do when you're posting something, just typically, and you don't even think about it, but like, you might put something in all caps to make it seem more intense, but like, in your mind it's not that intense, but then the person on the other end of the screen perceives it as really intense, and then they start feeling intense, and it's just this whole circle. So I just think, like, the point is just like, be wary of social media and the things that you're putting on it and the things that you read from other people, and try not to sort of like take it too much to heart if it's something like that, where they're just being negative or they're just being stressed out online. But that aside, the point is, you might be lacking motivation because you're burnt out, and you might be burnt out. Well, I suppose you were saying that we've seen an increase in people being burnt out. That was my tangent about why I think people are burnt out, but obviously there are other reasons why people are burnt out. And what we want to move on to is how to help you. Yeah, how to deal with that. So if you are burnt out, what you should do.
Yeah, well, one word that I see a lot in the Study Clicks DMs of people who are looking for advice, or they're just feeling stressed a bit, is the word overwhelm. And I know this so much myself, because I get overwhelmed constantly. Definitely not as overwhelmed as I was when I was in Leaving Cert and I was having to study 7 different subjects across 7 wildly different, you know, areas of knowledge. I don't know, is that the best way to describe it? But you know, I think my number one practical tip, and myself and Emer say this, we'll talk more later about the Study Clicks plans, because like we make a joke of now, there's no way that we can actually go a single podcast without mentioning it. But when it comes to feeling overwhelmed, something that I find my brain doing is, if I'm even though I'm great for lists and I live my life through journals and stationery. I love it. I feel like that I'm constantly keeping mini lists in my head of stuff to do. And I just feel like, so there's some days where I'm just like, oh my God, there's actually so much to do. But then when I write it down, I realize it was maybe like three things, but I kept repeating those same three things in my head. So they seemed like more than three things. So I kind of, I like just in the most practical terms of advice, and I'm not saying you anything new. There's nothing revolutionary in like, take a pen and write things. Like
is revolutionary, Nessa. Let's not beat around the bush. That is absolutely revolutionary.
Don't
stuff.
Underestimate it either. I just feel like, I think a good tip to have is to have like a notes app or a notes widget on your phone, like the homepage. I'm just describing my homepage on my phone now. I have like a notes app that like has anytime a thought comes into my head or like a reminder or something I want to look up, something I want to get in the shop, I put it in there. And I just think keep a list and like list if something comes into your head of like, oh my God, I have to revise a shop tour, or like, oh my God, I have to like, you know, study that French verb, like just put it down in the list. And I feel like even just the act of getting it out of your head and onto a piece of paper is going to contribute to feelings of being overwhelmed, because a lot of the feeling of overwhelm just comes from it all being in your brain and running around in there and just causing you nothing but stress. It's not going to stop the workload. Your workload is still crazy, but I promise you getting it out of your head and onto a piece of paper is going to help so much.
Yeah, the purpose of it really is to make what seems gigantic and totally insurmountable in your head, get that onto a piece of paper so that you can prove to your head that it's actually not as big as you think it is, and make it less scary. And so, as you say, the first thing you need to do is write it down, make a list, make a plan, use the Silent Clicks planners, go look at our blog, go check out the podcast. We can't stop talking about it. And then from there, it might look like a really huge list. You might have to spend a whole day making out the list, but it will be worth it. And from there, you need to prioritize, because the thing is, there's probably all these things going around in your head, but you don't need to do all of those things at once.
Yeah.
But because you haven't put them anywhere other than in your head, you think that they're all sort of like very immediate and you have to achieve them all at the same time, but you don't. You just need to put them on a piece of paper and prioritize them and say, actually, only this one I need to have done by tomorrow. And this one, the deadline for that is 2 months away. I have loads of time. And then you sort of realize, oh, actually, so this week I only need to do these two things. And then the following week, I only need to do these three things. That's totally achievable. Get back on track by realizing that you can do things little by little. What's the quote about the elephant? Something about eating an elephant.
Yeah, it is. It's a horrible quote.
It's a really weird quote.
How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? It's like, where did this come from? Was there not
who came up with that? But so we have a podcast on how to deal with burnout. Go listen to that. The main point, it's a while since we did it, but I think the main point that I made in that podcast is that burnout is caused by a stress cycle. So if you picture the thing that you're stressed by as a circle and a cycle, stress usually goes away. The stress cycle goes away. Like if something, let's say like in a real life example, I don't know, you get chased by someone or something scary and stressful. It's stressful while you're running away from this person, but then like you get to a safe place, you get into your house and the person goes away and they get arrested and everything's fine. Why am I using this example? Anyway, then you're at home and it's fine and the stress goes away and you relax and the stress cycle is complete because you're not stressed anymore. What happens with burnout is that stress just never ends. You never have the moment of going into your house and feeling safe and fine again. It just continues and continues and you feel totally depleted. And so the point is that you need to convince yourself and your body and your mind that you have finished the stress cycle at some point. So the practical tips for doing that are incorporating things into your life that help you relax, to help you feel like you're safe and fine again. So that is totally up to you what that might be. But, you know, it could be watching your favorite TV show or reading a book or doing yoga or practicing meditation or breathing or whatever it might be. Breathing is a really good one. They recommend that a lot for burnout. But do something to relax yourself, because if you're just in a constant state of I can't let myself relax. I can't let myself do my hobby. I can't let myself go out with my friends. I can't let myself do any of these things because I need to keep studying. That is just going to keep you in a state of constant stress and you will burn out.
Yeah, that's it. So yeah, I'm not sure that I have really anything to add to that, but just that, like, we do talk about that a lot on our burnout podcast. And I posted something to Cyclix's Instagram recently about finding the right stress relief for you. It's like a nice little infographic, so if you want to check that out, it just kind of you mightn't have something that helps you relax, or if you don't have anything, you can try out some of my suggestions. Mightn't be for you, but it's, you need to, if you need to find something to break the stress cycle, those are some examples.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So moving on. Our next point of why you might lack motivation or feel like you've lost motivation is because you just sort of lost interest in what you're doing, or maybe in a particular subject. You just aren't bothered anymore because you're like, I just don't care about this subject. Which is very understandable.
This is hard because obviously out of all the subjects that you do, you're not going to love every single one. And there's some that you're going to find so difficult that you actively dislike them. Mm. So like, how do you find the motivation to study a subject you just don't vibe with?
Don't vibe with the subject.
Miss,
I think it is a tricky one. I would recommend listening to our podcast on this whole podcast is just us recommending other podcasts that we've done. We've done a podcast on how to, it's like one of those 100th episode.
Oh, the clip shows.
Clip show. We should do one of those. But go listen to our podcast on how to have a positive attitude towards studying. I think that's one of my favorite ones. It's just
that is a great one.
Positive, good podcast.
Good vibes.
And to tie it into this point, I think you might not be interested in a subject and it might not feel like it's offering you anything. But so what?
Yeah.
Like, there are other reasons to be motivated to do well in it. You can convince yourselves of aspects of that subject that are still worth learning. I would be very surprised if you just found the whole subject completely irrelevant to you and uninteresting. Like, maybe you find maths really hard, but okay, maths is probably it. I can understand why people just absolutely hate all of maths, but there's maths is everywhere in life. And you know, there's a reason to keep studying it, even if you find it really hard, because it is useful. So, you know, use that as a remembrance, or like not a remembrance, but as a reminder to keep studying it, because it will be useful. Or, you know, maybe you don't like biology and you find the concepts really hard, but like in general, biology is interesting because it's you and it's your body and it's worth learning, because that might come in handy someday. So it's about sort of shifting your perspective and changing how you feel, which is what we talk a lot about on that particular podcast, about changing your attitude. So go listen to that one, because we give more sort of specific tips on how to do that. It is hard, but it will make you feel better about studying and make you more motivated. So if you're listening to this podcast, you probably want to feel more motivated. So you will put in the effort.
I like that one as well. Do you know what I think is like a really good point for school students, leaving cert students, particularly leaving cert students, to hold on to when it comes to lacking motivation or just like hating their lives right now, is that there is so much comfort to be gotten in the fact that you know it ends and you know when it ends.
So true.
There is, like, you can literally put a time on it. You're able to look at, like, this point, this date in the calendar, this is when it's all over. Like, because when
it's,
you think
it's so rare that you get that outside of the Leaving Cert.
Outside of the Leaving Cert, there's so many other things in life where, like, don't want to, like, depress you, but there'll be, like, there's lots and lots of people out there who are, like, in jobs where they're just, like, they don't like it and they don't actually, there's no end point. They don't actually know if they're, they don't have like a solid thing that they're like, oh, this is when I'll be out of that job and I'll be in the job that I love. With the Leaving Cert, you're like, this ends and I never have to worry about that again after this date. There is so much comfort to be gotten from that.
It's true. And it's hard to see that when you haven't lived the other experiences.
It is, yeah.
But just take her word on it.
Trust us, it's great.
Yeah.
You don't you build up the Leaving Cert so much, you think like the day that you do your very last exam is going to be like this moment, like when you walk out of your very last exam of the Leaving Cert, you think like it's going to like be this moment of pure euphoria, like but it's, everyone says it's
anticlimactic.
It's so anticlimactic. people have probably told you that already, but it's like, yeah, because you've done like all like the most stressful exams at that point, so that when you walk out of last exam, it's just like, huh, all right.
Yeah, and everyone finishes at a different time because everyone
so
does different subjects.
It's so annoying that no one finishes on the same day. It doesn't help.
Yeah, but I also think, to add to my point, you might not be interested in a subject because for so many reasons, and there might be so many reasons that can get you interested in that subject. So you might have a really bad history teacher that makes you hate history just because of the way that they've taught it, but maybe you actually love history and you just need someone else to teach it to you. So maybe you go on YouTube and find someone who you really relate to and connect with and love the way that they tell, you know, history, and that's how you get yourself into the subject. Or maybe you make a friend or have a friend who's in that class with you as well, and you make some fun activity with them that helps you learn it. Like, it's all about just sort of thinking outside the box and finding other ways to interest yourself in that subject and not just giving up because the one way you've tried to learn it so far doesn't work. Like, don't give up, put the effort in, make it work.
Yeah, you can do it. There's let's just come back to that positive podcast again, but there's positives to be drawn from everything, and acceptance as well. Once you accept things and don't dwell on it, really, really helps. So that's that point. I think we can safely move on from that. Sometimes I'm afraid of moving on before Emer says, and another thing, but
I just have so much to say.
And the next point that we have is not seeing the value or the point in what you're doing. And this is kind of similar to the last
kind of
point.
Similar to the last point.
But it's, well, especially I know, like, there's the whole thing of it, like when you're in school, like, oh, when am I actually going to use the Pythagoras theorem in real life? And actually, the Pythagoras theorem can actually come in handy in real life. It happened to me the other day where someone was trying to fit like a bottle into this kind of like shoe box, and they're like, it won't fit in lengthways. But I was like, put in diagonally, because according to Pythagoras' theorem, that side is longer.
Yeah. Yeah, or even things that you wouldn't have, you never know where your life is going to go.
How are you going on from that point, from my triangle theory?
I'm kind of just leaving your point behind. Well, it's another anecdote about how I also find that I've used stuff that I didn't think I would. You are in school and you're like, I'm never going to need this. Yeah. I know what I want to do with my life. Or maybe you don't know what you want to do with your life, but you're so convinced you're never going to need this. And that might be true for like 80% of what you learn, unfortunately, but you never know what 20% you will need. So it's worth learning at all. Like, I remember thinking, well, I don't like business. I'm not going to get into a business job. So I'm not going to learn lots of business things. And here I am at Study Leaves, which is a business, and I have to do businessy stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And did you ever get played the video on, I think it's called The Marketing Mix.
Yeah, and it sounds familiar.
Lady Gaga's Paparazzi, but someone has like dubbed it with this song about the four P's of marketing.
Yes, actually. When you started that sentence, I was like, no.
It's ingrained in my mind.
It's coming back to me. Yeah.
It's like price, product, place, promotion. The important part of marketing. Marketing is easy if you follow the four P's. Price, product, place, and promotion.
Absolutely, a marketing nerd came up with this.
So, and like, oh, it's such a funny video. You should watch it because, okay, like, just like the sound quality and the singing is so ridiculous.
I'll link that in the description.
But I've used that. I remember watching it, really? And being like, this is so ridiculous. And yeah, I never thought it would be useful, and it was useful to me. I did have to think about it at different points since I left school. So the point is, you'd never know when something might be useful. So
yeah, or like my friend in school, who definitely knew she wanted to be like a beautician, nothing else, and like she was dead right, she was absolutely unreal at makeup, and she is a beautician now, but like she was so frustrated having to learn Shakespeare quotes because she was like literally never going to need this. But then kind of thinking, like, you know, Sarah, you could be on The Chase. This could be a question that is needed in like a table quiz. You need to find kind of
true.
You're like, yeah, I feel like if not, if all else, think about
it. I actually, literally yesterday, I was talking to someone about a poem that I did on my leaving cert, because I was like, and then we had a conversation about this poem, and sure, that's like not that important, but it was really nice to be able to like, oh, I actually really liked the poem, and I did it for my leaving cert, and I never would have, I hated doing the poem at the time, like I really hated it. It's only now in hindsight that I like the poem, but yeah, it's just, the moral is, give everything a chance, because you never know where it might be useful, or you might actually like it, or you might need it. Give everything a chance. Don't just dismiss it as, oh, I don't need this.
Yeah, totally. There's also actually, especially coming up to exam time, or then in the years afterwards, where you're like talking to or making conversation with other Irish people, and you kind of like bond over having done the insanity that is the Leaving Cert together, and you can be like, oh my god, like, oh, I did Macbeth my year, and they're like, oh god, I also did Macbeth my year. Or, you know, Cockamillish, or just, you know, stuff like that. So it is, there's, even though you kind of might not see it now, I think that might like help with the motivation if you can try and like picture, like just if you can't attach any meaningful value, attach silly value to it, it'll make it a lot easier.
Honestly, yeah, anything you can do to make this whole experience easier on you, because it's not an easy experience, and just help yourself out as much as you can.
Completely.
So our next point is something that might make you lack motivation, is if you know that you don't need to do very well, then you're not going to be motivated to do very well. That's quite obvious, but there is still reason why you should try to do well.
Work ethic, I guess. It does help with like everything that you go on to do in real life. Like if you're kind of like giving up now and not putting the work in, you're that's totally up to you or whatever, but and like for you, see if you do want to do that, but I would be worried about like setting a kind of a precedent for not putting in effort as the years go on, you know, that kind of a thing. Would you agree?
Yeah, like, to be honest, this one is up to you, because if you really don't care about school and don't want to do much work, and you know you don't need that many points for any points at all.
You're not even listening to this podcast, but we'll speak to you anyway.
But just in case you are, then fine. Then don't study. That's fine. But I think there is a really nice feeling to doing well, even if you don't need it. I personally did not need high points at all, but I still really wanted to do well, and it still feels, even now a couple of years after leaving cert, it still feels really nice for me in my mind to know that I did well. Sure, I don't talk to everyone all the time about how many points I got in my leaving cert. That actually comes up extremely rarely, but damn it.
Why don't people ask it more often? I bought a cup of coffee today and he said, here's your coffee, instead of saying, by the way.
How many leaves are there? Yeah, for those who are worried about getting high points, that's something sort of, what's the word I'm thinking of? That's a consolation. People don't ask, so don't worry. But, you know, I feel good about myself, and that's nice knowing, and I think it's just a nice way to go through life, knowing that you will always, that you're putting your best into something. It makes you feel good about yourself. And sometimes it can affect other people. You know, you might, I think teachers get a lot from knowing that their students are putting an effort and doing well. So you'll make your teacher feel good, I think, by putting in the effort. I'm sure your parents will be delighted to hear that you're doing well. So for lots of people, I think it's just worth putting in the effort. But if you're not that pushed about points and you don't care that much about doing the stressful parts of the subject, as in, you know, learning everything off and making out all the notes and I can totally understand that, because if you're like, I don't need that many points, why am I putting in the effort to make out all of these crazy notes and study for 6 hours every evening and test myself constantly? Like, fair enough, don't do that if you don't want to and you don't want to stress yourself out, because doing all of that is stressful. But I wouldn't recommend just losing all interest in the subject. I still think there's so much positives in learning in general, and that's something that I've only realized like outside of school. It's not something that's easy to see when you're in education itself, because you don't want to do it, you only sort of appreciate education afterwards. But yeah, it's really cool to learn some certain things, and maybe if you are in this like lucky position of not necessarily needing points, you can test that out with the subjects that you're doing for Leaving Cert and just appreciate the interesting things about the subject instead of, I think we mentioned this in another podcast about how what you are learning is interesting, but all of the interesting parts of it are taken away from you because you're so stressed about just having to learn everything off and you don't get to enjoy and appreciate the subject. But if you don't care about learning everything off and getting really good grades, then you actually can just learn have more fun with the subject.
Yeah.
I don't think there's that many people listening to this that will be in that position, maybe.
Not really,
But for those of you who are, then you could look at it that way. Instead of just like giving up completely, just look at the subject in a different way and still try to enjoy it and still try to learn it in a way that suits you, but maybe doesn't suit the Leaving Cert, but that doesn't matter because you're not trying to get a good Leaving Cert.
Yeah. I thought, like, in every Leaving Cert subject that there is, there's something interesting about it in terms of like in an education kind of way, and like learning and knowledge, gaining knowledge as a human being, you know, that kind of a thing. And you can kind of find it made stressful by the fact that you're examined on it. But yeah, like Mimer said, if you're not that fussed about that, then you can pick out the cool aspects and be like, so yeah, that would be nice actually if you didn't feel any
imagine
pressure,
yeah, but that would have been great.
But chances are it's a very, very small percentage of people listening, if any at all, who feel that way. So we'll move on. I think that, well, like, one of our last points is another reason that you could be lacking motivation is that there are other aspects of life getting in the way. And this is a tricky one because obviously everyone has individual circumstances. We can't speak to one of them. I think probably one of the most popular ones is that having another job can be very stressful. If you have a part-time job and you're also trying to, you might be seeing like, if you have a part-time job, you're also, and like you're working with adults, you kind of are getting like these kind of mixed perspectives on like education and school and like the outside world.
Yeah.
So that can be like really affecting motivation levels, but it also is the whole time aspect of things. Like I do get messages from students being like, where the hell am I supposed to get the time? And I don't think we have a podcast on this, but we do have a blog about what to do about handling a part-time job and study, so I can link that in the episode notes to avoid myself going on too much about it now. But it is, again, it all comes back to time management and stuff like that. But yeah, that could be another reason why you're just lacking motivation, and it's hard to separate the two.
Yeah, or, you know, another thing could be maybe you have a hard home life, or maybe something is bothering you in your social life, something's happening with your friends, and that might take your mind away from school and just make you totally unmotivated to do or think about anything other than that thing. And I think that the key, it's really hard, I hate that situation, but the thing to try and do there is to just sort of separate your school and study and that life from the rest of your life, and just when you're doing your study and when you're thinking about that Leaving Cert, college and all of that, completely separated, try to not think about whatever else is on your mind at that time, and set you might have goals for your personal life and your home life, that you things you want to fix, things you want to be better, but that doesn't mean you can't have goals still for your school life and your study life. So when you get to, you know, shutting off the rest of the world that's bothering you at the moment, and you just get into your study space, then try to only focus on those goals that you have set for your study and your school life, which is, you know, getting a certain amount of points or achieving a certain amount of tasks in that day. It is really tricky, but I think it's about separating the two and trying not to let one influence the other too much. And equally, if school is making you really unmotivated to do things in your personal life, the same goes. Do you know what I mean? It's like separate it once you get home from school, or like make sure that you finish study at a certain time. And then once that time comes, forget about it. Separate yourself completely from it. It's a really hard thing to do. I know that very blasé way. It's a really hard thing to do, but at least if you're thinking about doing it, it might be a bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose that's a tricky one, but that is kind of, if you're not thinking about that already, that it's good to remind yourself of that. Another kind of point that's quite similar to that is you're losing motivation because there's other things you want to do instead, other things that are in school, which would be more fun. And I suppose there's a very quick answer to that, which is that you just have to accept that there's time for fun later. And if you're feeling bad about like not doing school, that's always lingering on the back of your mind, and then you're kind of putting it off to do the stuff that you want to do, like watching TV or blah blah blah. It's all about kind of hunkering down and just saying, I'm gonna put in the work now, and it's gonna be a sacrifice because this year or however whatever year you're in, or like this time period of exams, until that's over, and it will be over, it will end, there'll be time for fun then, but I just kind of have to put in the work now. You're just going to have to motivate yourself, but you know, that's why you're listening to this podcast.
That can be really hard for people who have friends in the year above them, or maybe you have a sibling in the year above you or something like that, where you are stuck in sixth year and you're watching everyone else have fun in college, and you just think, I'm so not motivated to do this anymore. They're all done with it. I just want to be done with it as well and be having fun with them. So if you're in that position, I feel for you. But it is just about remembering that the time will move really fast. Everyone is always so surprised at how fast time moves when you're in the Leaving Cert. It will be absolutely no time at all before you're in the same position. And it will be all the sweeter to be in that position, knowing that you did your best and did well. So try to keep that in mind. It's my advice, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of all of our points, but I did want to make a note about how, sort of not the elephant in the room, but obviously a huge reason why someone might lack motivation is due to poor mental health. And Nessa and I are not experts on this, so we're not going to go too deeply into how to sort that out or solve it. But what we would recommend is, if you feel like everything we've mentioned so far is not a reason why you're lacking motivation, but you're just lacking motivation because you are lacking motivation in life in general. I suppose this podcast is more about lacking motivation towards school, but if it's in general and you feel like it's just, you know, an overall feeling that you're having, then you need help beyond the Study Clicks podcast, unfortunately. And whether that's someone at home that you're happy to talk to, or a school counselor or a friend or an actual counselor, then go do that. It's definitely worth talking to someone and trying to get it sorted out, because it's a horrible situation to be in, but things can and will get better. So keep that in mind and try to get the best help that you can.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of like the best way to say it. Like Eva said, we're not authorities on this. So all we can do is just recommend that you recognize where it is a situation that you need to seek help outside of listening to a podcast on motivation, and we hope that you do.
Yeah. So that's it for this week's podcast. I say this week as if we do one every week, which we don't, but that's it for this episode.
The most irregular podcast in the world.
We're loosely regular.
We're loosely, like, kind of.
Roughly every 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh my God, Emer.
We keep you on our toes. Wait, we keep you on your toes.
Yes.
We keep you on our toes.
What a weird image.
Worse than hands and pies.
I really regret saying that at the start of the podcast. What a disgusting metaphor to start us off with.
Anyway, you were going to say something?
I was, because I should have said at the start of the podcast, this is a treat for anyone who is listening to the video podcast. And if you're listening on not video, like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I always link the YouTube in the episode notes, my famous episode notes, which I'm linking everything in. But the Study Clicks got a gift, and it is single-handedly getting me through my winter depression. And it's this. So
I love him so much.
I don't know if the person who sent it, so it, for anyone who is not watching the video, it is a hand crocheted tiny model of Clix the robot. And I'm not sure if the person who sent it, their TY student who has their own kind of little craft business called Kraken Crafts, go look them up on Instagram. And as part of Gabrielle's productivity challenge that she ran last week on StudyClix, or sorry, on TikTok and Instagram, this person just like sent a picture of this that they made, and I was blown away.
You look like Ryan Tubridy on the Toy Show, the way that he's just like, that's what you look like at the moment. He's amazing. If the person is listening who made it, hats off to you. It's just stunning.
Yeah, I was kind of like, they wanted to send it to me, and I was just kind of like being reluctant because I was just like, oh, we can't accept it. Like, we're a business. But then like me personally behind this, the Instagram account, I was like, I want it. I want it. And it's good. He's getting me. It's just instant serotonin just looking at him. So if you're needing motivation, look to him. Do it for him.
And I suppose that's a good point. Like, go back to StudyClix to get help as well. Not on the mental health thing that I was just talking about, but just the general study motivation thing. Because I know I was kind of bad-mouthing forums at the start of the podcast, but I do generally think that they're really good. So if it's
now
something like
you
this,
love forums.
Something like this, you can get a lot of help on the StudyClix community. So go to the community, hit post, and say, hey guys, I'm feeling not motivated. What are your tips? And you might, obviously we've tried to use our tips, that things have that helped us, but other people, I'm sure, have other things that we did mention. So do that, or use the community in whatever way you want to get help on other things. It goes without saying, please use StudyClix if you don't already. Just plug
we don't
the old website.
StudyClix enough on this StudyClix
really
podcast.
Yeah, please use StudyClix.
That was the original idea behind this podcast, and we just use it to repeat the same point about plans over and over.
But you can get plans.
You
on
can't
StudyClix.
Get the plans on StudyClix.
Please use StudyClix, and it will help you do better in your exams, we promise. And if, as Nessa was saying, we got the inspiration for this podcast from user suggestions on Instagram, i.e. we love hearing from me, so please do get in touch if you have other ideas of things you want to hear us say. You can contact us on info@studyclix.ie or through the chat icon on the website, or through social media.
Through our social medias, yeah. So you can find us anywhere. And it's me and my StudyClix social media team, the people you see on TikTok. We're the people behind the Instagram. So follow us wherever you have social media, unless I'm trying to think of a social media that exists that StudyClix is not on. Nothing that's not obsolete. We're not on BeReal. I saw no sense in that. Do follow us there, and like I said, like Emer said, please, if you have any suggestions for the podcast, because we do get a few in the DMs, I love to hear it. We add it to the list, especially as well as in the last, you might have noticed some of the last few episodes have been me with a guest teacher, so I'm hoping to get more of those on. If you have suggestions for a subject, or more so even a teacher that you think is very helpful and would be suitable for the podcast, please let me know. And also, another bit of housekeeping is that we would love for you to rate and review the podcast wherever you're listening. So you can give it 5 stars now on Spotify. You weren't able to give the old 5 stars before, which means a lot to us to see that we're like 4.8 or something. Am I overdoing it?
Oh, I think we were on 4.8, and then I checked recently, we've gone down to maybe 4.7.
So. Oh, wow. Who's responsible?
I don't know who's doing that.
I will seek them out personally.
We need to beat them. So you guys need to give us some more 5 stars so we can get that rating up.
We have 118 on Spotify. I didn't think it was that many. Oh, that's made me all warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh.
But do you know what?
Bring that up to 120, guys.
Yes. Also, if you would like to do a written review, which you can see on Apple Podcasts, haven't gotten one of those in a while, that would also make my heart sore. again.
Yeah, or leave a nice comment on our YouTube. Leave a nice comment on our YouTube videos because this will be posted on YouTube. Yeah. Or just send us a nice message. It makes us feel nice.
My day. I save them all. I save them all and I look at them and I'm sad. Should I have said that? Was that a bit weird? Anyway, maybe now's a good time to wrap up this
podcast. It was very candid. Anyway. Yes. Thank you for listening.
We'll
be back soon and
talk to you next
time. Hope you feel more motivated.
Yes, we hope this helps. Bye.
Bye.